Was great. I know that we will recover. Good morning to all that's tuning in this morning. You're listening to Recovery Radio at enlightenradio.org. And you can, all those who are tuning in, this is James Boyd, your host, coming to you live from beautiful Harpers Ferry on Enlighten Radio. Thanks for tuning in. That tune, by the way, I know that we will recover. It talks a lot. It says a lot about the state of affairs of according to the opioid addiction, this pestilence that has infested the West Virginia, Berkeley County, Jefferson County area, and so on. We will recover. Thanks for tuning in, and hope you all had a great weekend. We're starting off this morning with We Will Recover by Natasha Bedingfield, and she's a little-known artist, but the lyrics, it's talking about recovery and the worst is over. Getting a little tongue-tied this morning, excuse me, but I want to talk about recovery. Let me qualify myself for those that missed the show last week. My name is James Boyd. I am in long-term recovery. My qualifications in terms of being able to speak to this matter spans over 50 years or 30 years of addiction, heroin addiction, and over 8,200 days in recovery now, so I do have a little experience. I want to talk to you about something that I hold dear to my heart, and that is to give back. When I came into recovery via the VA hospital and all of the recovery programs that they have at the VA. I went through a number of them, but I'm here, I'm on the other side of it. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit about something that I call the Pontifex Unit. So when I got clean, some 8,200 days ago, I had to figure out what it is that I wanted to do. And so the question came up, after rehab, then what? Once I go through a rehab, what do I do then? I kept going through that that cycle of recidivism or that cycle of relapse. And so I had to take control of my own life in terms of what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And so I'm grateful for this platform to be able to reach out to those who are still in that addiction cycle. So I came up with something called the Pontifex Unit. And the word Pontifex derives from the Greek, and it means bridge builder. So I had to kind of build bridges back to a normalized life for myself after all of those years of addiction. So I come up with the Pontifex Unit. You know, I could stop using heroin, but I could never stay stopped. How do I figure out how to stay stopped? I could always go into the rehabs and get myself dried out and buy me some time, but I could never stay stopped. And so I had to decide for myself to stop asking for permission and to start living to inspire. I had to give myself permission to play the Pontifex Unit, which is designed to help you escape mediocrity and to design your life for greatness and align your choices with your purpose. You can decide to stop and stay stopped. You can turn your broken down into a breakthrough. Your life has less to do with you than it has to do with all of us that will come across your path. And because you let your light shine, you give permission for us to do the same thing. And when people see me, and I begin to tell them my story about the recovery, then they're in awe most of the times. But I don't look at it as a great deal, because my sponsor instructs me every day, and my sponsor wants to be your sponsor. I won't go into detail about that on this podcast, but I want to invite everybody to tune in and kind of we can help each other to break that cycle of recovery followed by relapse. When people relapse after a period of sobriety, it can be a disappointment for them and their loved ones. You know, every time I would relapse after a year or 18 months of running wild in the streets and using all sorts of substances, anything that tickled my fancy, I used it. Alcohol, heroin, marijuana, pills, you name it, I took it. But when you relapse, it is very disappointing and it can be devastating on you. So I just stop by to let you know that you're not alone. The fact that this person has tasted freedom will usually mean that the life in addiction feels even worse than it did before. So when you relapse, your life in addiction, because you've tasted freedom, free from all the pain and anxiety, free from all the trying to carry the baggage and weight of other people who have started out in recovery and whom you've left behind in most cases, and then they relapse in that. So it's a lot that goes on with the relapse and recovery process. And so I come to you just not to instruct you, but to share as to how I got to a place in my life after so many years of addiction to where I can truly say that I've decided to stay stopped. I mean, I used heroin hardcore in my years of addiction. I'm talking about sleeping under bridges and stealing, going in and out of jail. It was horrible. I was never my right weight. And I've gone through everything that addiction, all the baggage that addiction brings with it. I've gone through that. So, you know, I listen to my sponsor now on a daily basis. And by the way, my sponsor wants to be your sponsor. How do I know that? Because he told me so. And my sponsor always has room for anybody that wants to get serious about staying stopped, staying clean, staying substance free, leading a wholesome life. My sponsor will sponsor you. So when you're disappointed and you're feeling drugged down, there's a lot of reasons about it, and we use the ambivalence in our attitude about recovery as a reason to go back. Some people will develop an attitude to recovery. They want it, but they also want to enjoy alcohol and drugs. This means that they will be able to stop the substance abuse for a few weeks or months, but will then relapse. They can carry on like this indefinitely unless they finally develop the willingness to stay stopped. The Pontifex unit is another tool in the arsenal of those seriously seeking long-term recovery. There can be a number of reasons for repeated relapse. Ambivalence is probably the most common reason why people keep returning to substance abuse. So long as they hold on to the idea that there is even the slightest amount of enjoyment left in this behavior, they will be tempted to return. There is no one recovery path that has proved effective for every addict hoping to build a life in sobriety. If the individual keeps failing at one particular treatment option, they might want to try something different because it might not be right for them. The claim that relapse is a normal part of recovery can be used as a justification to relapse. They say it all the time in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, AA, it says relapse is a part of recovery. It is true that those who manage to enter sustained recovery will often have a history of failed attempts. But this does not mean that people need to relapse multiple times before they can get sober for good. And in one case in particular, my wife went through one rehab and it's been over almost 30 years clean time for her. And she didn't look back. She relapsed once, went through one rehab center, and that was it for her. Some individuals will enter recovery as a means to appease other people. They do not really want to stay sober and will relapse as soon as they believe it is safe to do so. Is that you? You're just waiting on your opportunity to go back out. Could that possibly be you? There's a phone number. You can look up James Boyd on my Facebook page and on Instagram and have a private conversation with me. And so we can, you know, we can stand shoulder to shoulder, because here in Berkeley County, we going to beat this. Those who are out in the field, like the Hope Dealers and a number of other advocacy groups who are fighting this pestilence, when we get together here in West Virginia, Martinsburg, Berkeley, Jefferson County, we going to whip this thing. Addiction has to go. We're going to show them how it's done here in Martinsburg. And if you want to team up with somebody who believes in long-term recovery, then look me up on my Facebook page and reach out to me. You can reach me at 304-839-7924, and we can have a real conversation about how we can combat this addiction, this pestilence that has inundated our communities. I mean, people are dropping dead left and right. And those individuals who want to help need to be trained in the proper way. So let me read on a little further, because the Sober Radio is the title that the name that I gave to my podcast is Sober Radio. And it almost sounds like my radio got sober, just a little humor in there. And because I was thinking about that name this morning, and I guess one of the pundits would say, did your radio use drugs? You have sober radio. But nonetheless, I'm living clean and sober today because of my sponsor, and I follow his directions every day. And I invite people to, you know, if whatever it is that you're doing, whatever program that you're working, if it seems not to be working for you, maybe it's time to try something different. So this is what I believe. If the only thing that a person does is stop drinking or using drugs, the chances are that they will relapse. This is because more work is needed to build a successful life away from addiction. So let's look at it. Escaping the relapse cycle. There are things that I had to do in order to escape the cycle of repeated relapse, such as I decided to eradicate. Now, this was because of what my sponsor was telling me to do. I decided to eradicate any ambivalence toward my recovery. And I'm not going to define that word for you. I absolutely looked it up. So take the time to look it up for yourself. I decided to eradicate any ambivalence towards my recovery. This means being 100% convinced that substance abuse is not an option anymore. You know, I think we call that sick and tired of being sick and tired. But sometimes being sick and tired of being sick and tired is not enough. 100% convinced that substance abuse is not an option anymore. Did you make it to your deathbed? Did you find out that substance abuse is not an option for you because you're in the emergency room and you're saying that someone visited you and talked to you about, well, you're going to die if you don't stop doing this, if this behavior doesn't change, if you don't get on the right diet, whatever your stronghold might be. You have to be 100% convinced that substance abuse is not an option anymore. And for me, it was one simple word: stay stopped. Stay stopped at all costs. Just don't do it. And you have to put together a blueprint for your success. You know, just take the bull by the horns and you can do this thing. I did it, and not by no magic bullet, not by being corralled and having tunnel vision about my sobriety. I had to have some options. And so my sponsor showed me the program that works for me. And he's been showing me this for a long time now. And so I have an extensive portfolio, if you will, for staying clean and sober. Okay, 100%. It is sometimes stated that repeatedly trying the same thing and expecting different results is a form of insanity. I did it 7 times. I think I went through 7 rehabs, and I just thought that the instructions that they were giving me, which were good instructions, good programming all around, that was good for me. But there was a component that wasn't working for me. So my sponsor came along. If people keep failing in their attempts to recovery, they might be best advised to try a different approach. There is no one recovery path that works for everyone. You know, if people keep failing at their attempts, they might be best advised. And, you know, my sponsor was the best advisor. I had a lot of advisors along the way, a lot of bumps and bruises. I don't know, a lot of misdirection. And I take full responsibility for that. I thought that by some magical moment that I was going to be able to get clean and sober and to just stay that way because I was doing one particular thing. But that didn't seem to be the case. I kept relapsing. I was in this cycle, you know, like the proverbial, I guess you call it, little guy that runs around on the spinning wheel over and over and over. I wonder why they make that animal do that thing. I never got any sense out of that. Yeah. It's a hamster. Yeah. Yeah, he runs around. I mean, I don't understand. If people keep failing at their attempts, so I don't know what he's trying to do, but he keeps going. That's the one thing about, and that's the thing about addiction and relapse and getting back up. You have to be like the hamster if you want to stick around and stay here and stay stopped. You got to keep going. In order to guarantee success in recovery, the individual has to be fully committed and willing to do whatever it takes to stay stopped. When people have this attitude, they will never fail to build a successful recovery. You know, one of the things that I changed about my life when I got really 100% committed to staying stopped, I changed the language that I was feeding myself. Some of the language and taking the shortcuts. I often tell some of the guys that I talk to at the VA hospital, stop cutting across the grass. Take the sidewalk. The sidewalks were built and put there for you for a reason. But if we continue to walk across the grass, take the shortcut, we're going to fail every time. We won't grow. We won't learn anything. We'll just be getting over. We'll get an oil change and come back out and relapse and go back in and come back out and relapse. That's that cycle of that the hamster takes that I was talking to you about. I decided to stop using the idea that relapse is a normal part of recovery as a get out of a jail free card. Relapse is a normal part of recovery. That is my get out of jail free card. And I used seven of them. I don't know how I was able to or even allowed or even blessed to have that many chances. But my sponsor made sure that I could stick around and be here for such a time as this to talk to you all who are still in that cycle of addiction, relapse, and recovery. And to tell you that recovery as a get out of jail free card does not work. You run out of them. At some point, you exhaust all of your get out of jail free cards, and usually we come visit you at that last stop, which is Brown's Funeral Home. It's one of the funeral homes that we have here in Martinsburg. So, people should have realistic expectations for early recovery. They can build a great life, but it is going to take time and effort. There is no graduation day for people recovering from an addiction. This means that they need to be prepared to keep motivated and doing what it takes to stay sober. It is vital that people do not allow their previous failed attempts to stay sober influence their confidence about the next attempt. This means that they need to remind themselves that most of those who make a success of recovery will have a history of repeated relapses. Stay stopped. That's the Pontifex unit. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about the Pontifex unit. The Pontifex unit is the start of teaching you how to stay stopped by doing good, living a life of social significance, making a difference. Sorry for the interruption. Significance, making a difference in your community, bringing solutions to the goal of long-term sobriety. That is the goal, long-term sobriety. Now, I'll probably be the most least popular sober addict on the planet for writing this piece, but something needs to be done. Today, I will celebrate, like I said, over 8,200 days of continuous sobriety. And I choose to leave the conventional program support largely because of I don't think it supports long-term sobriety in a way that is livable to me. Here are some of the challenges that have appeared for me over the last several years. First, I don't believe in the language of recovery anymore. After decades of hard work, prayer, amends, and general good living, I find it hard to think of myself as defective of character. After decades of hard work, prayer, addiction, I find it hard to think of myself as defective of character. Yes, of course, I have many fine points that could be sanded down when you compare me to my higher power, but all the broad strokes and many of the others have long since been eradicated. There are things in my life that need to be polished up, a lot more mistakes to make. And it's just that in my life of long-term sobriety, I just simply refuse to think of myself as defective anymore. And secondly, I don't want to spend all of my life in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous or AA. I don't want to live the insular life that many have chosen to live by surrounding themselves primarily with other alcoholics and substance abusers. I want to know other people. I want to experience other things. And our program of recovery tells us to practice these principles in all our affairs, which should indicate that we're to go out into the world and do just that. But many, many sober alcoholics and substance abusers don't do this. And if you do, the culture of the culture doesn't support it. I need my life to be about transcending addiction, not immersing myself with it. Third, I can no longer live in a culture of fear. The boogeyman is not real. Some of the pieces, people, places, and things will always be around. So I just cannot live my life afraid to go places. I think my sponsor has called me to action, to go back into the dark dungeons of despair that addiction takes you in, and the places where we find the most addicted people, the people who need us the most. Those are the places that my sponsor has gathered me here to be able to visit and to, you know, just tell my story, just present options to people. I have a wonderful, wonderful sponsor, and hopefully that, you know, like I did, you'll meet him and he becomes your sponsor. For me, it's just living a life of being of service. I realize now, in a way, why I went through what I went through, because I'm definitely equipped right now to tell the story of going through a process, a long process, I might add, of addiction, and then going into recovery and being able to stand before you or sit before you or visit you in some place where all the outcasts go, and to say to you that we do recovery. Recovery is possible. People just go through addiction and go through the process and find out what it's all about, bring back the information, and talk to people about how you don't have to remain where you are. And I think I'm going to stop right there with today's show and hope that something was said in this hour that will bring about some change in your life as well as mine. I see this as an opportunity for not only for me to get help, but for me to help you as well. And so with that being said, I thank you and hope you tune in next week.